It's a privilege for me to stand here to preach Word of God. We are going through the book of 1 Corinthians by Pastor Sammy. In the middle, we are going through a small epistle, Jude. The main reason of writing this epistle, to encourage the church to fight for the sound doctrine. He wanted to write on common salvation. But there are many false teachers. For in the church, we have seen verse 4 to and 10. He explained the characteristics of false teachers. Then again we are going to see characteristics of false teachers. Verse 11. We are going to see only one verse today. But here the Jude is again and again pressing and informing the characteristics of false teachers. I heard first time about Corona when I was studying PTS. That was my last year. Then these doctors and virology scientists, they said, they named that COVID-19. Then they gave symptoms. If you have Corona, cough, cold, fever, headache, body pains, they explained. Then later, they said different variants. Delta variant, then present, Omicron variant, recently heard, Delta Cron. That is that virus has the nature of Delta, the nature of Omicron. They named it Delta Cron. See, virology scientists again and again telling information about this virus so that people may aware to take vitamins so that improve the system, immunity system, right? But it is very important in the church, the same thing Jude is doing here. He is explaining, giving overall characteristics of false teachers so that the church may fight. Church may be protected by these false teachers because these false teachers are more dangerous than virus. That's why he is pressing on again and again. Let's open your Bible. Jude chapter 1. Only one chapter in that. Jude verse 11. I am reading for you. Jude verse 11. Woe to them, for they have gone the way of Cain, and for pay they have rushed headlong into the error of Balaam, and perished in the rebellion of Korah. See, we can see here, the theme of this verse, we can say, be aware of familiar sinful attractions. Because verse 11 is saying, there are three familiar sinful men he mentioned here. Cain, Balaam, and Korah. Because these false teachers are imitating, following these familiar sinful men. These are the attractions to the church, to the ministers of the church. We can attracted by these sinful men. Brothers and sisters, there are attractive sins. At the same time, God will hate whatever these sins he mentioned in this verse. Studying history is boring, most of us, right? But we won't study then, we will do the same mistakes what people has done in past. These false teachers are following these familiar sinful men because they are not studying about them. Even though they are studying about them, but they are following them. But we have to understand, we have to study the past history. That is very important. As a church, Jude is saying same thing. Three familiar sinful attractions that we must aware. Three familiar sinful attractions that we must aware. Because these sinful men, these false teachers are following these familiar sinful attractions. First familiar sinful attraction that we must avoid is the self-centered man. Cain, verse 11, part 8. The self-centered man. It says, woe to them, For they have gone the way of Cain. That they have gone. The word verb is go. The meaning of this phrase in Greek is to conduct oneself. Leave, walk. This is not talking about going, just walking. It is talking about the conduct. You know, 1 Corinthians, 1 Kings chapter 3 verse 14 says, if you walk in my ways, keep my commandments as your father David walked. So he is not telling that you walk like David. He is telling how David walked, how David conducted himself, obeying commandments like that you should obey. That is the idea here. These false teachers, they are conducting like Cain. They are imitating, following the conduct of Cain. Genesis chapter 4, verse 3 to 5, we can see how Cain is self-centered man, brothers and sisters. So it came about this course of time, Cain brought an offering to the Lord of the fruit of the ground. Abel, on his part, also brought the offering of his flock and of their fat portion. The Lord had regard for Abel and for his offering. But for Cain, for his offering, he had no regard. See what happened? So Cain became very angry. We need to understand the heart of the Cain. Why he became angry? Because he won first place. Why did God accepted regard for Abel? He did not regard my offering. So he got angry. It is showing that he is self-centered man. He cannot see if someone is loved by God. That's why I said he is self-centered man. That is very attraction, right? This is attracted to the church also. Even believers being self-centered, not Christ-centered. We can see here, the false teachers are doing same thing. They are self-centered people. That's why he said, Three characteristics of self-centered man. First characteristic of a self-centered man is, he is an unbeliever. He is an unbeliever. Because Hebrews chapter 11 verse 4 says, by faith, Abel offered to God a better sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained testimony that he was righteous. God testifying about his gift, and through faith, he is dead, he still speaks. See, we can see difference between Cain and Abel. Abel is a believer. He believed in God. It says that a better sacrifice than Cain by faith. Then testimony, he was righteous. That means Cain is not a righteous person. He is not a righteous person because he did not believe. See why Abel became the righteous man? Because he trusted in God's salvation, sacrificial salvation. He knows that God alone saves me. He believed that because it is very evident in book of Hebrews chapter 11 verse 4. But this Cain, he is not trusting God for his salvation. He is an unbeliever. Brothers and sisters, false teachers are unbelievers. They did not believe in Christ yet. They don't trust God but themselves. That's why Jude verse 4 says like this. They deny only Master and Lord Jesus Christ. See, false teachers deny Jesus Christ. They do not believe in Christ. That is very clear because they are self-centered. Maybe you ask me that, why they are preaching? Why they are preaching from Bible? Why they are conducting seminaries and meetings without believing Jesus Christ? Yes, they are conducting meetings. They are preaching from the Bible, but they did not trust Christ for the salvation. They did not trust for Christ for eternal life. They trusted God, trusted Christ for earthly things. For example, God will heal. God will provide money. God will give car and buildings. See, most of the false teachers, they are believing in Christ for earthly things, not for eternal things. We have to understand, the false teachers are unbelievers. They go the way of Cain. Second characteristics of a self-centered man is, he is an angry man. We can clearly understand, we can identify who is self-centered. The self-centered man is one who trusts himself, not in God. The second characteristics of a self-centered man is, he is an angry man. Because Genesis chapter 4, verse 5 to 6, we can say, it says like this, but for Cain and for his offering, he had no regard. So Cain became angry and his countenance fell. Verse 6 says, then the Lord said to Cain, why are you angry? And why has your countenance fallen? He became angry because he is a self-centered man. Abel did not do anything to him. Abel did not do anything to him. God accepted Abel's offering. He got angry. Why he did not accept me? Why he did not accept my offering? So he got angry. He is trying to do something to Abel. Brothers and sisters, he is seeking first place. God did not chosen him. God did not regard his offering. So he became angry because of his self-centeredness. Even believers get angry sometimes, right? Why did God allow sickness? Why did God allow problems in our life? Sometimes we angry with God. This is not problem with false teachers. This is also problem with the church also. True believers also sometimes will get angry. Especially with the brothers, right? He is angry with his brother. This is the symptoms. Anybody who is getting angry habitually, that person is self-centered man. Because he loves himself. If anybody says anything to himself, then he will get angry. Because he is self-centered man. Third characteristics of a self-centered man is, he is an unloving man. He is an unloving man. When we see 1 John chapter 3, verse 12 says, not as Cain, who was of evil one and slew his brother. And for what reason did he slay him? Because his deeds were evil and his brothers were righteous. In this context, brothers and sisters, John is encouraging the church to love brethren. Then he said, what he said? Not as Cain. That means Cain is not loving brothers. He is a bad example. He is unloving person. We can identify that who is self-centered person, he does not love his brothers. The Cain has done same thing. He killed his one and only brother. Hated. They were in the field, right? What he has done? Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and killed him. He did not see. He is the first murderer in the world. He killed his brother. He is not loving because he is self-centered. Then we can see his unloving things. He is not loving God also. When God asked him, where is your brother? He said to God, I don't know. Am I my brother's keeper? He does not love God. He is arguing with God. He is speaking rashly with God. He is not responding humbly with God. You can see, brothers and sisters, these false teachers, they are conducting themselves like Cain. They are not loving brothers. Most of the false teachers are unloving men. They hate true teachers and believers because they have the conduct of Cain. They do evil things in the church, hating brothers. They will send others to attack the true teachers. They will attack true teachers by their teaching also, to destroy the reputation of the true teacher. Brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ is the loving Lord. These false teachers are contradicting with Jesus Christ, who loved his brothers, who came on the earth, who gave his life for his brethren. Jesus Christ is the best example to love brothers. But these false teachers are not loving. Brothers and sisters, false teachers are very dangerous because they are self-centered. They are not Christ-centered. They won't behave themselves for Christ's glory, for their glory. That is the Jude he is trying to explain. Remember, these false teachers know their characteristics. They are self-centered people. Paul also the best example how he loved the church. Last Bible study we are discussing, he said, "My beloved brethren, my joy, my crown, is longing to see the church." See difference between false teachers and true teachers. True teachers love the church. How Christ loving the church under him. But we know, so what is the application for the believer? Self-centeredness is an attractive sin even to believers, brothers and sisters. You can overcome this attractive sin by trusting God in all your life. If you are not trusting God, if you are trusting in yourself, that you are a self-centered man. You are a self-centered woman. You are conducting like Cain, how he is doing. Brothers and sisters, then you have to have patience. But these false teachers, habitually they are angry, but sometimes we get angry, right? Because of our self-centeredness. It is everybody's weakness, but we need to understand we should be Christ-centered, not man-centered, our-centered. At the same time, loving brothers, loving our beloved brothers, because they are all our part of God's family. The second familiar sinful attraction that we must aware is the greedy man, Balaam. Verse 11, part B. The greedy man, Balaam, verse 11, part B. It says, "Woe to them, for they have gone the way of Cain, the second person. For pay, they have rushed headlong into the error of Balaam." False teachers are greedy men, like Balaam. They have rushed headlong into the error of Balaam. You will understand what a greedy man he is. If we study Numbers chapter 22 to 24, we can read the story of Balaam. He is very clear. Let me give you a brief summary. How he is greedy man. The Balak, who was a pagan king, who called Balaam, who was a pagan prophet, to curse the nation of Israel. God said to Balaam, "Don't go with them to curse the nation of Israel." Then he said, "I won't come because I won't disobey the Lord." Then again Balak, king, sent other leaders, more leaders, "Come with us." Then he says, Numbers 22 verse 17 says, "I will indeed honor you richly and I will do whatever you say to me. Please come then, curse these people for me." Balaam said to them, "I could not do anything contrary to the Lord." Again he said, he looks like obeying Lord. But what happened? No? Verse 19, he says, "Now please, you also stay here tonight and I will find what else the Lord speak to me." We can see his greediness. He is telling, "I should obey the Lord." Again he is telling, wait, I will go and speak with God. If he says, "I will come and I will curse, whatever you give, I will take." He has that greediness in his mind. Then Lord said, go. You know this incident, when the donkey spoke with him, the angel of the Lord said, because he has beaten three times donkey, donkey did not go forward because the angel of the Lord stood there. Then he has beaten three times. Then Lord spoke to him. I am not telling every detail. Just I am giving overall view, overall summary. Then Lord said, donkey saw me turn aside from me these three times. If she had not turned aside from me, I would surely have killed you just now and let her live. The Lord said that you go, but speak which I tell you. Then he met Balak. He met Balak. Then he says, prepare 7 altars, 7 bulls and rams. Then he prepared. He went. God met him. Then suddenly what happened? God said, tell what I tell to you. Then he went and spoken, bless the nation of Israel. Like this three times he did. We can understand how he greedy is. He is waiting for God. He will tell, curse nation of Israel. Then he can get all money and reward from Balak. Let us see his greediness. God told him not to go, but he wanted to go. He went and blessed nation of Israel based on God's words. He should not stop. He should stop there and go to home. But he is trying again and again to curse nation of Israel. Brothers and sisters, today's present false teachers in the church are attracted by this sinful man. These false teachers, for the day, they have rushed headlong into the error of Balaam. False teachers are greedy men and women, because there are some false teachers from women. They call themselves, they are true teachers. For example, I read article on richest pastors in the world. When we see that, I was shocked. Kenneth Copeland, net worth $760 million. Then Bishop T.D. Jakes, $150 million net worth. Robertson, $100 million. Benny Hinn, $42 million. He's earning per year by after paying taxes, everything, net worth. Then Joel Osteen, $40 million. Joyce Mary, $25 million. She's trying to beat the Joel Osteen. You know, I'm telling all examples in the world. Let me tell you, Indian example. Paul Dinakaran, his net worth, 5,000 crores per year. That means $7 million net worth he's earning. And he says that only God hears my prayer. Then come to me and I will pray. Then give me some money. It's okay. He takes 1,20,000 rupees per day for counseling. 1,20,000 rupees per day for counseling. Thank God. Pastor Sam is there. If you want to charge me, he is teaching subject and he is giving counseling. Then he is teaching theology now also. He taught me in PTS. Then he would charge like one per week 6 lakhs and 7 lakhs. Thank God. God gave true teacher for me.
Amen.
See, this is the way false teachers, their true ministry for the money, for the reward. Then we can say there are poor pastors also. Those are greedy. Using God's name and focus only simply earning money. There are many men who goes to shop, home to home. I will pray, then give me money. In villages, brothers, I have seen many pastors. One pastor comes, he will pray drum. Then he will ask money. If anybody gives 10 rupees, I don't want 10 rupees. Give more money. Because these people praying, preaching, teaching, going to home, and earning money. See,
See, I was shocked really when I was studying this one, how Holy Spirit is being wise. This is incident, early church, right? But these things happening nowadays also. The false teachers are greedy. They do ministry for the money. So what is the error of Balaam? Balaam. They have rushed headlong. It's a verb in Greek. Meaning of this verb is they gave themselves up to error of error. They gave themselves up to error of error. By same love of reward, wealth and money. That is the idea. Two errors of the greedy man. Two errors of greedy man. The first error of greedy man is leading others to idolatry. Leading others to idolatry. Numbers chapter 31, verse 16 says, "Behold, this caused the sons of Israel to the counsel of Balaam to transgress against the Lord in the matter of Peor." So this Balaam, he counseled the nation of Israel. What happened? Numbers chapter 25, verse 2 to 3, it says, "For they invited the people to sacrifice of their gods. The people ate and bowed down to their gods." These are the Moab people, the nation of Moab people. Verse 3 says, "So Israel joined themselves to Baal of Peor. The Lord was angry against Israel." Brothers and sisters, nation of Israel worshipped Baal of Peor because of Balaam. He led them through his teaching, his counseling. Even false teachers also lead others away from the Lord. That is their error. Idolatry is nothing but replacing God with other things. Glorifying other things instead of God. Brothers and sisters, nowadays, today's false teachers are leading the congregation into the idolatry. Idolatry in the church today abundant. Abundant is very true. You know, Roman Catholic Church, they teach that worshipping Mary's idol, Jesus' idol. There are some idol worshipping in the church. They call themselves they are Christians, but they are worshipping idols. Let me tell you. You put 100 rupees in your Bible, first page or second page, then you will get more money. Then you need to buy the 10 rupees with 500 rupees. Then you keep the 10 rupees in your Bible, then you will get money, you will become rich. Then what congregation will do? This fellow is Thomas in Andhra Pradesh. Then people, what they do, they
buy 10 rupees, then they keep, they will waiting for the, when they will become rich. So the 10 rupees became idol. There is no Christ. They won't look at Christ, but look at thing 10 rupees. The 10 rupees became their idol. You know, there are some people who turn around the churches, turn around the pastors, and washing his feet with milk and drinking same milk. Do you know these things happening? I don't know in Goa, but there are many things happening. Idolatry. These people are leading the congregation, the church, to worship idols, not Jesus Christ. You know that selling Jordan water and the sand, holy sand, if you put holy sand in burial place, then that person will go to the heaven, not through Jesus Christ. Then they will see that holy mud. I don't know, will they bring from holy Jerusalem or they are taking that sand from India only? Saying lies. Then they are prayed water. Then these people know, they won't read Bible, they won't pray to God, just looking that oil and seeing that oil. That oil became idol. There are many idol things, brothers and sisters. The nowadays false teachers are leading the church away from the Lord. That's why the Holy Spirit wrote several years before that these false teachers for the pay. Why these all things happening? For the money. For the money only they are doing all things. We should not be attracted by these things, brothers and sisters. Thank God we have true teachers who is preaching word by word. Then you are blessed. But the many are going to be deceived by these false teachers. We have to pray, brothers and sisters. We should fight for the sound doctrine. We should live for the sound doctrine because of these all things. That's why Jude, he is going to write the common salvation. But he wrote on false teachers because they are more dangerous than coronavirus. Second error of the greedy man is leading others to idolatry. Leading others to adultery. You know, Numbers chapter 25, verse 1. While Israel remained at Shittim, the people began to play the harlot with the daughters of Moab. They worshipped idol, the Baal, at the same time to play the harlot with daughters of Moab through the counsel of Balaam. He encouraged, go and do, enjoy your life, do sin, that is good. He gave counseling to the nation of Israel. What happened was 4, chapter 25, Numbers. The Lord said to Moses, take the leaders of the people and execute them in broad daylight before the Lord. Verse 5 says, Moses said to the judges of Israel, each of you slay his men who have joined themselves to the Baal of Peor. God hates this kind of sin, brothers and sisters. They have done this by taking counsel from the Balaam. He has counseled to them for the reward, for pay, for the money. He counseled the nation of Israel. See, false teachers are like him, brothers and sisters. Verse 8 says, yet in the same way, these men also by dreaming defile the flesh. These people are doing sexual immorality. They are not pure. Not only they are not pure, they will lead others to adultery. I know one incident, but it is very sad to say that. But it is happening. It is connected to the scripture now. Husband and wife, both are fighting. Pastor went to counsel that family. Then pastor asked, what happened to your house? Why you are fighting? Then wife said, this fellow, my husband had relationship with some other woman. Affair with some other woman. Then pastor counseled like this. Why you are not able to manage? See how I am managing with two women. Don't come out of, don't make your reputation spoil. Manage with two women. Then some pastors went, loving pastors went, why you are doing like this? Our reputation is going bad. Then outers, Gentile people, they are criticizing Jesus, the church, pastors, why you are doing? He said what? How many wives for Abraham? How many wives for David? He is using the text, the scripture, twisting the text so that he can do whatever he wants. But see here, the Holy Spirit wrote, Jude is telling that they will lead the congregation to adultery. Brothers and sisters, they have done these all things for the money, for the reward. They won't care souls of people, they care themselves. Young rich ruler who rejected Christ for the wealth he had, right? He don't want eternal life, but he wants money. He wants to enjoy money. You know, Achan, remember Achan's story? He took gold and silver and bronze. Joshua said, don't take. Those things will go to treasure of the Lord. He took and he hid those things. Then they were stoned. They were stoned with his family. The sons of Samuel, Joel, Abiah, they are taking bribe. They are not imitating his father, the faithful minister. Then we have many things. Gehazi, who ran after money for the silver. After Naham, you know that story? He became leper. Then we know the best example, Judas Iscariot. He is the accountant. He is stealing money from offering bag. He is loving the money. Thank God there are many faithful who is dealing with accounts and money. But these people, those people are these kind of people loving the money more than Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, giver is important. Not things. We should love God, but not what He gives. Brothers and sisters, God familiar sinful attraction that we must aware is the prideful man, Korah, verse 11. The prideful man, Korah, verse 11. It says, perished in the rebellion of Korah. Here Jude is saying that false teachers perish like Korah, who is prideful and rebellious. In Greek, idea is they perish in the rebellion of Korah. But it says perish. The Greek idea is timeless fact. One day they are going to be destroyed by God. They will perish one day. This is a common truth, fact, timeless fact. He did not submit to authority. He showed his pride. But here Jude is saying that false teachers are like him. They are rebellious and prideful men who don't obey the authority. There are some cases, like we know Martin Luther, the false teachers, the Roman Catholic system, he did not obey. There are some cases, if the church, that leader is leading astray the church, that time okay. But if you have true teacher, if you have true teaching teachers, then we should obey those teachers. We should not rebel against them. This Korah and all false teachers are like fallen angels. As Jude said in verse 6, what he said, verse 6, the angels who did not keep their own dominion, but abandoned their proper abode. See, these fallen angels are rebellious, prideful. At the same time, Korah imitated the fallen angels, present false teachers also imitating Korah. Three reasons why the rebellious or prideful man is dangerous. Three reasons. The first reason why the rebellious man is dangerous is he disputes with God-given leaders. He disputes with God-given leaders. Numbers chapter 16 verse 3 says, they assembled together against Moses and Aaron, said to them, you have gone far enough, for all the congregation are holy, every one of them, and the Lord is in their midst. Why do you exalt yourself above the assembly of the Lord? He gathered. See, this person did not come directly. He is being nice with Moses and speaking with all people and encouraging them. See, this Moses, Aaron, they are becoming leaders. Why we should not? We are also equal with them. What is the great thing in them? We are all equal. God is mixed up us. Even false teachers will dispute with true teachers. They argue that we are also true teachers. You know, most of the time, false teachers, they say that, who is R.C. Sproul? Who is John MacArthur? Who is Chris Williams? We are also same like this only, no? We are also teaching. They are not greater than us. See, these false teachers always dispute with God-given leaders. Even this is common sins of believers. Believers also fighting with pastors, saying that we are all equal. Why you only preaching? Give me preaching for me. I want to preach. I want to do some ministry in that. the people are doing like this. Because of this dispute, what will happen? Churches are being divided because of that. You know, Steve Fernandez church, the church was divided by some prideful men. They said some gossip about that pastor. Then they gathered together. They went, they spoke with that faithful pastor. Then they left. Then all, most of the chairs are empty in his church because of these rebellious people, because of prideful people. These things are happening. I believe that I am right. Even in DCC, Disciple Community Church, there was a one man, he took some of them from that church. There are many churches are facing those problems because of these prideful people. Second reason why the rebellious man or prideful man is dangerous is he is dissatisfied in God-given role. He is dissatisfied in God-given role. Numbers chapter 16, verse 8 to 11, we can see this. The Moses said to Korah, "Hear now, your sons of Levi, is not enough for you that God of Israel has separated you from the rest of the congregation of Israel to bring you near to himself to do the service of the tabernacle of the Lord and to stand before congregation to minister to them. Verse 10, he has brought you near Korah and all your brothers, sons of Levi with you. And are you seeking for the priesthood also? He is not priest. He is the minister. He is the son of Levi. He has to minister. He has to serve in tabernacle. But he is going asking, I want to become priest. Who made Moses and Aaron become leaders? Can you tell me who made? God made. You know, Exodus chapter 3 verse 10 says, therefore come now and I will send you to Pharaoh so that you may bring my people, the sons of Israel, out of Egypt. God had chosen Moses. Moses did not go. He did not like to go also. Lord, I am very weak person. I cannot speak nicely. I am very weak, he said. But God had chosen Moses. He put in that position. But this Korah is with his companions. They fought with him. They are not satisfied what they are doing. Brothers and sisters, today is also the sins of believers. I know many cases. Pastor is not giving to sing songs. He is not asking me to pray. He is always giving somebody else. Grumbling always. Not obeying the leadership of the church. He did not give administration. He is not giving honorable tasks to me. But unnoticed task he is giving to me. There are many people, brothers and sisters, in the church. They are not satisfied in their role. Be faithful, brothers and sisters. If you are faithful, God will give more responsibility through the leadership of the church. You do faithfully when you were given by one task faithfully. Then leadership of the church, they will allow you to do more things. Brothers and sisters, do what work God has given you through the church leadership, counseling, visiting, accounts, cleaning department, sound system department. There are many works in the church. Which work is given to you, be faithful. Be faithful. But these Korah, these companions, they are not like that. They are disrespecting the God-given leadership. That's why Moses said here, you are gathering together against Lord, not against me. Because you are point out the leadership of Moses, because Lord has given that leadership. Third reason why the prideful man is dangerous is he is destroyed along with his companion. He is destroyed along with his companion. Verse 11 says, perished in the rebellion of Korah. You know what happened? Numbers chapter 16, verse 31 to 35 says, as he finished speaking all these words, the ground that was under them split open. The earth opened its mouth, swallowed them up, their household, and all the men who belonged to Korah with their possessions. So they all that belonged to them went down alive to Sheol. The earth closed over them. They perished from the midst of assembly. Brothers and sisters, verse 34 says, all Israel who were around them fled at their outcry, for they said, the earth may swallow us up. Verse 35 says, fire also came forth from the Lord and consumed the 250 men who were offering incense. With Korah, 250 men, people died. He destroyed along with his companion. See, pride is very bad, brothers and sisters. You know that pride goes before destruction. Proverbs 16 verse 18. You know that in the church also, we can face like these people. John chapter 3 John verse 9 to 10. We have one man. Verse 9 says, I wrote something to the church, but Diotrephes, who loves to be first among them, does not accept what we say. For this reason, I will call attention to his deeds, which he does, unjustly accusing us with wicked words. See, even in the church also, there is one man, he is accusing with wicked words, bad words. There are many false teachers like this, accused using bad language against pastors, damaging the reputation of the pastor. That is not right, brothers and sisters. He himself does not receive brethren, then he is not open to hospitality. Then he is trying to do something against the leadership of the church. Brothers and sisters, maybe it is burden for you, obeying the leadership of the church, obeying God-given leaders. But Jesus Christ, see him, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. He came on earth like baby. He obeyed his mummy, daddy, Joseph and Mary, then obeyed God the Father. Even though he is the Son of God, as a man, he obeyed God the Father. He did not dispute with God the Father. He always obeyed the authority of God. We have to learn these lessons, these submissions from Lord Jesus Christ. We have sang one song, right? So is Christ. Jesus is the best example to learn anything from him. He is best loving Savior. He is the best model for submission to the authority of elders. Brothers and sisters, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5 to 6 says, be subject to your elders and all of you. Clothe yourself with humility one another. For God opposes to the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you at the proper time. We have seen three familiar sinful attractions, brothers and sisters. Self-centered man, greedy man, finally, prideful man. We should not be attracted by these things. This is not my words, brothers and sisters. This is the word of God. The false teachers are behaving like this, but we should not behave like this. We must be humble. God may help us to obey his word, be faithful in the church. Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we come before you, Lord. Lord, we are nothing, we are weak. Lord, you have chosen us, you saved us in Jesus Christ. Lord, help us be Christ-centered, Lord. Lord, help us to love you, Lord, love our brothers. At the same time, Lord, Help us to love you alone, Lord. We should not be greedy. Lord, and also I'm praying, make us humble in the church. So make us, each and every one of us, be submit to the leadership of the church. But because you are the head of the church, we are all must obey you, Lord. But bless this church for your glory. In Jesus' name I pray.